There's a lot of news to think about. So what makes Sunday's presidential election in Colombia relevant to you? Broadly, it's democracy's classic test, how to mirror a society's shifting priorities by giving its citizenry an opportunity to set them. In Colombia, that has already taken some work. What this current government has done is to change Colombia, a political risk analyst in Bogota tells our reporter, from being a single-issue country focused on security to a country that has many different issues. Voters' choices will reverberate in Latin America and beyond. We make another stop today in the region, find our essayist's remembrance of a cloud forest encounter with a ruby-throated hummingbird in Ecuador, and see how it chimed for her with a life experience at a grandparent's home in upstate New York. As always, watch our homepage, that's csmonitor.com, or app for news developments, including what appears to be a pending U.S.-Iran deal to extend talks on the Islamic Republic's nuclear capabilities. It's Saturday, May 30th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, June 2nd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. India and Pakistan are accelerating a largely under-examined arms buildup. After last year's military flare-up, the shift toward faster, less predictable technologies is raising new concerns about future confrontation between old rivals. Contributor Akash Hassan reports from New Delhi for the Monitor. For decades, many foreigners seeking permanent residency could apply for that status while in the United States. The Trump administration has recently said that those immigrants are expected to apply from their home countries, potentially upending life for many applicants. Sarah Matusik reports for the Monitor. Many Colombians have benefited from outgoing progressive President Gustavo Petro's economic reforms, but Colombia's security crisis gives conservatives a chance at returning to office. Contributor Manuel Rueda reports from Bogota, Colombia, for The Monitor. In the U.S., some southern states moved to eliminate majority-minority districts in the wake of a Supreme Court ruling last month, but others are holding off for now, underscoring the complexities and political risks. Simon Montlake reports from Lincolnville, South Carolina, for The Monitor. Viewing the Supreme Court's recent voting rights decision through the lens of history, questions arise about whether America is honest with itself about racial inequality. Commentator Ken Makin writes for The Monitor. And finally, a common love of hummingbirds nurtures a special bond between our writer and her grandmother. Contributor Amy Ashera writes for The Monitor. Find her full essay and a poem at csmonitor.com/daily. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.